Good morning, everyone. This is Leanne Gabriel jumping in for your Morning Mojo. Hope you're having a fantastic day. And I want to just talk to you this morning about one of the keys to becoming very successful in ACN, and that is mastering your mindset and emotion around money. So many people come into this business and they're doing it for financial reasons. You know, for my husband and I, it was Sallie Mae. We owed a lot of money to Sallie Mae, a staggering amount of money. So many people come in because they're in debt, because they have a scarcity around money, because they have a shortage around money. Very few people come in and they're already making a fortune. But if they are making a lot of money, they're usually coming in because time. They have money, but they have no time. They haven't mastered time and money. No one comes in with an excess of residual income and goes to the top of the company. At least I haven't seen it yet. I'm not saying it could never happen. We do say prejudge. But the majority, don't prejudge, but the majority of people do come in because they are looking to make a shift in finances. And that's all great unless you are going to sabotage yourself. Now, this may sound kind of crazy, but one of the things that's so amazing is over the holiday weekend, my husband and I watched a movie. And in the movie, there was somebody who had a gambling addiction. And, you know, we started talking about how he was with money. And it really just made me realize that people have so many hang-ups around money. And here's what I'm talking about. You know, first and foremost, many people deep down inside have a negative association, meaning they think in their head that that will never happen to them in terms of making a lot of money. They don't deserve to make a lot of money. They don't have the talent to make a lot of money. They don't have the discipline to make a lot of money. They have a feeling inside that if they make a lot of money, they'll turn into a bad person. But there's a lot of emotions and mindset that make them think that they either never will, or they never can, or they never should make a lot of money. And then there are people who feel like they are going to turn into somebody else or feel guilty if they have a lot of money. So when they start to make it, they give it away. They blow it all. They spend it. They give it to their friends. They buy toys. They don't put anything away. And what the core of all of it comes down to is that, sadly enough, the American educational system does not teach anything about money. You know, I mean, we're very privileged as senior vice presidents. We send our son to a very nice private school, give him the best education possible. And, you know, my husband and I met each other at Johns Hopkins University. We spent a lot of money on our education, too. But when it's all said and done, whether you go to a public school, a private school, a community college, some fancy Ivy League college, it doesn't matter. There's nothing about money in there. There might be an economics course, but there's nothing personally teaching you about your finances. There aren't courses on building a residual income and balancing time and money. Kids go to school and they learn how to, you know, figure out the anatomy of a frog or a fish, but no one tells them how to balance an account. So the only concepts that we really have of money, sadly enough, are what is said in our household as we're growing up, or what we're exposed to through television, entertainment, and the social media. That's really it. And the prominent thing that really influences all of us is our family. You know, so when you were growing up, did your parents say, hey, money doesn't grow on trees? What do you think I made of money? People who are rich are bad people. You know, as soon as I make a dollar, I'm broke again anyway. What kind of things did your parents say that were just what they were told when they were young and kind of imprinted you? It's called a blueprint. I read a phenomenal book probably 7 or 8 times now called Secrets of the Millionaire Mind by T. Harv Eker, and he talks about the blueprint that we all have. So what is my point as we're having this conversation this morning? That if you really want to win, in addition to learning the scripts, in addition to learning how to do a Zoom, in addition to all the other things that you are going to study, one of the things that we need to insert into the conversation, just like we need to insert into educational system for our kids, we need to insert an education and an awareness of how you are with money. Because if you can't conquer your thoughts and feelings on it, you will ultimately drive the result. If you think that you don't deserve to or aren't capable of making a lot of money, you will make that true. If you think that people who have a lot of money are bad and you're supposed to give it all away, you will do that. If you feel like in some way, shape, or form, it doesn't match who you are or who you're supposed to become to have wealth in your family, you will either never obtain it or never hold on to it. And when I'm talking about holding on to it, I'm not saying you shouldn't give money to charity. We do all of that stuff. Everybody does. That is really happy and has money at the same time. You have to make a difference in other people's lives with it. But if your ultimate feelings and thoughts don't have space for you to become wealthy in this company, you will not either make it or hang on to it and keep success. And that's what it boils down to. So what is my recommendation? Well, you know, in our family, we do talk to our son a lot about money. We make sure he understands that money is not everything. We also make sure he understands what is different when you have it, when you manage it, when you have choices, not only for your own family, but for other people and how you want to impact people. We talk about it a lot. We talk about saving money. He's got his own savings account. It's just part of our life to have those conversations. And what I would suggest for you is that incorporate it into your business. In other words, you should be reading books or listening to audios, however you like to do it, on money, not just on how it works, but really who you are about it. Lessons people learn who are trying to build it, people who have built themselves from nothing to something. How do people do this? What is your mindset? If you've never read Secrets of the Millionaire Mind by T. Harv Eker, I can't recommend it enough. But there are a lot of other things that people need to read. I remember one of the first books I ever read when I got introduced to ACN back in the 1990s talked about people's perceptions of wealth. It was a really interesting book. And in it, they said that people think people who have really nice things are wealthy. So a lot of people, as soon as they make money, start buying really expensive, nice things. But then it also talked about how a lot of that is false, and people will buy things before they can afford them to make themselves feel good and look good. And that oftentimes people who are wealthy still look for bargains, still look for coupons, and still do things to try and save money because they built it themselves and they appreciate it. I can tell you story after story after story of book after book after book after book after book that I've read over the many years regarding wealth. And it has changed our life immensely. So if you are on this line today and you are building your ACN business, I assume it is because you would like to maybe not be wealthy, wealthy, that might not be on your radar, but at least be in a very comfortable financial place and have a steady residual income and have security around money, not worry about money. And if that is the case, my recommendation for you is to educate yourself and get some awareness around who you are. Now, again, that one book I just mentioned is the most powerful favorite book I've ever had. But also, don't overlook one of the biggest books out there, a classic, Think and Grow Rich. And there are many more that your mentors can introduce to you. So if you have read both of them, you can always read them again. I can't tell you how many times I've read that one. But also, don't be shy about asking for something new. Because if you're doing all the right things, but deep down inside, you are sabotaging yourself, you're fighting a losing battle. It's part of the journey to change the way you think about wealth and money. It's part of the journey to build your business, but you can't set yourself up so that you do all the right things, but long-term you lose. Over the years I've been in ACN, I've actually seen people become RVPs and SVPs, blow it all, and lose all their money. And you might go, what? How could somebody possibly do that? Well, think back if you're old enough to the days of MC Hammer, about all the celebrities. And think about the fact that when you have people who go into the NFL, here are the actual NFL statistics. 80% of the people who play in the NFL when they get out are broke within 2 years. Think about the statistics of people who win lottery and Powerball. Oh my God, it's tragic how many of them end up destitute. You're building something that's not only powerful for yourself, but you're building something that is a willable and inheritable income for your children. Take it seriously. This is such an incredible gift to be able to do things like this for your family, but you got to prep yourself. So my message today is work on your money mindset. And if you need a book recommendation, just send out a shout out to your upline, and I'm sure they'll be able to help you. Thanks for spending a few minutes with me, and have an outstanding day.